It's your best friend, Carmen Strength, with no attachments. Weekly podcast dedicated to self-care. Today we will talk about, do you have a true friend or a fake friend? That's right, we have some true friends, and you know we got some fake friends. Those are attachments. And second, would you like to work for Apple, Aetna, United Healthcare, or other major corporations from home? Stay tuned and I'll show you how. And third, 5 habits you should practice for every day. Stay tuned to No Attachments with Carmen Strength. Welcome back to No Attachments with Carmen Strength. Let's dive into the juicy part. The true friends versus the fake friends. Okay, we all know when we choose our friends, we basically choose our friends because we have the same common interests. We share a bond. And when you're choosing a friend, that is a person that you have chose to be in your life. Unlike your family, you don't get to choose them. They in your life forever. You know what I mean? Okay, so when you have true friends, this is basically a person. We share a lot of things together. It's the same interests. And we also grow together. We also share in the good times, the bad times. When they cry, I cry. When they happy, I'm happy. When I celebrate in their wins. And that's basically what a true friend is. And also, true friends, they're like a jewel. They're someone that you don't take for granted. There's a true friend is a person you will always be in their corner. If they wrong, you tell them they wrong. They might get upset, but you're still friends at the end of the day. And also to build them up, if they're down, you can tell them the bright side. You can pray for them. You know, you help them. Those basically are what true friends are. And it's very rare that we have some true friends. As I was thinking about the true friends, I really realized that I only have a few true friends. Of course, we have associates. And then, of course, we have the people that they're just attachments. And I believe, like, sometimes people, they stop being friends. And I don't think you can ever fall out of a friendship. And I think one of the parties just came to realization that that person was probably an attachment. Or that person could have been a fake friend. So let's talk about the fake friends. Now, one thing I noticed about these fake friends, they don't celebrate your wins. They'll be like, yeah, that's good. I'm glad you got that promotion. And then they change the subject and they want to talk about them. Like, wait a minute. I thought we were talking about me. And another thing I noticed about these fake friends, they never really fully support you. They say they with you. They say they support you. But when you really need them, are they ever there? They always have excuses. Well, girl, you know I couldn't make it. Girl, you know how it is. It is. That's how it is. And also with these fake friends, they always talk behind your back. They always saying little things. And okay, if we're both friends and we're sharing different things, our different experiences. Why does someone that's not our true friend or just a friend, why do they know my business? And also I noticed about fake friends, they never really have time for you. Only time they really have time for you if it's all about them. Okay, well, I'll go out to dinner because I know she gonna pay my, I know she gonna pick up the tab. And that's a fake friend. And also, fake friends, they try to put you down. I know fake friends, they'll put you down in public. They might put you down in private. That's a fake friend. That's not a true friend. A true friend wouldn't do that. They wouldn't put you down. A true friend will give you constructive criticism. And also, fake friends, they like you just as long as they can use you. Oh, yeah, baby, I like everything. As long as everything good, you hooking them up, you helping them pay a cell phone bill, you doing this, you babysitting their kids. Oh, yeah, because she can use you. She taking some away from you. So, yes, we can be friends. But that's a fake friend. And that's what I always look at a different, and that's why I always look at different relationships. And what really made me talk about friends, I have seen so much of different friends, because I have seen where if you're a true friend, you're supposed to reciprocate. And I have seen where it's always one-sided. Okay, she always doing for her, but what does she do for her? I don't even see her help her. I don't see her assist her. I don't even see her ever complimenting her. And I guess when something happens in your life and you have a defining moment and you really need that person that you call your friend, which you thought was your true friend, and they're not there. They're not there to comfort you. They're not there to talk with you. They're not there to cry with you. They're not there to lift you up. Then you get to wondering, I noticed I helped her with her rent. I was there for her when her boyfriend left her. I was there for everything. And I noticed, she's not here for me. And then that's when your mind, you start wondering. And I have told some different people that I have talked with. And I say, you know what? We never lose friends. They were just an attachment. And that's one reason that I did come up with the podcast. Because one thing about attachment, emotional. And that was the emotion. So if you were her friend, which you thought she was your true friend, but she was a fake friend, and you were doing everything for her, that was emotional attachment. It was an emotional attachment because she felt good because you were helping paying her rent, you were taking care of her kids, and she was down, you made her feel good. That was emotions. And a lot of times we react on emotions, which are feelings. And feelings are not facts. And then you later find out, I need the same thing done to me. I lost a loved one. I lost my job. I lost my boyfriend. Where are you? And then that's when you start questioning. And then that's when you start questioning and you start doing the friend test. Okay, I did this for her. Okay, she didn't do that for me. Okay, I helped her when she went out of town to her family reunion. Okay, I made sure my mother baked her a peach cobbler. I made sure she had enough money. And I noticed, okay, now I'm down and out. She's not there. I noticed every time we go out, I noticed that I'm always picking up the tab. Or when she pays for something or she picks up the tab, it's always at a cheap restaurant. And then that's when your mind go and you start figuring things out. But you can't get upset because you have to always remember that never was a person that God had predestined in your life. And some things have to happen. It had to be a defining moment. And that defining moment was, it was unfortunate that it was a loss. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you caught your husband cheating on you or whatever the case may be. And then you really think, wow, she really wasn't a true friend all the time. She really never was. So that's why I want us to think, do we really have a true friend or do we have a fake friend? A friend just there just as long as you, whatever they can get out of you, whatever you can do for them. And that's something that we really need to think about. And I notice when we're younger, we have plenty of friends. But as you notice, as older as you get, as you start getting your 30s, your 40s, and probably later, you don't have as many friends. You have as many people that you know. You have associates. You have some attachments. You have some well-wishers. But when you really look at everything at the end of the day, you basically only have true friends. And as I was pondering over this subject, I realized that I probably really only have three true friends. I have one that I talk to. I probably talk to her probably 3 or 4 times a week. I have another one. I probably talk to her probably once a month. And one of them, I probably talk every blue moon. But I notice that when I'm down or I'm going through, they're there. Whether it's monetary or whether they're praying for me, they're lifting me up, or just to tell a joke. We all need that. And that's some things that we do need to do. We need to decide. Sometimes we need to figure out, is this a true friend or a fake friend? And many of times we see these red flags, and our family might have told us, or our significant other might have said, oh, you might have to watch that person. I don't think they're real. But we go head on because we's caught up in the moment. And that is the thing that we do need to look at. And reason why I focus more on the ladies, because ladies, we make quick friends. Men, they basically observe the situation. So they have friends. And I know men could have friends from kindergarten, and you know, they could have went to high school, and they could be army buddies, and they can stay in different states, and they still could be the best of friends. But I notice as women, we make friends real quick. Because when we meet a person, they talking the talk. We thinking they talk is not adding up with their walk. And then you realize that really wasn't a true friend. So I would never say that person never was a friend. That person was an attachment. You just found out in a defining moment of your life, and you found out that person couldn't reciprocate, and it hurts, but then you will move on. It will be a brighter day. So ladies, that's something we might want to check out. Do I have a true friend, or do I have a fake friend? Okay. Now let's go to our second segment of the podcast. Okay, so we want to talk about the companies, the major companies such as Apple, Aetna, United Healthcare. Those are some of the major corporations that you could actually work from home. And if you want to work from home, I have two websites. The first website is ratracerebellion.com. Put it all together when you Google it. It's ratracerebellion.com. It's ratracerebellion.com. And then we have another website. It's called Work at Home Job Queen. Though even it says Work at Home Job Queen, males can still go onto the website. And that, and you will go to whjobqueen.com. Again, whjobqueen.com. Q-U-E-E-N.com. Okay. Next, we will go to our third session of the podcast. So we came up with the 5 daily habits that we should practice every day. And I would say I am guilty of practicing these 5 habits. But these are good habits. Because most of the time we say habits or we think about something negative. But these are good habits. And once you start doing it every day, daily, it becomes a lifestyle. So we can go into 5 habits that you can use as your lifestyle. So after it becomes a habit, it becomes your lifestyle. Okay, so the first one is help someone. It's always good to help someone. You never know what a person is going through. You never know what's on their mind. It's always good to help someone. It's always good to help someone. And one thing that I do, I make like little homeless packets. So basically what I do is I might have like a large Ziploc bag, and I'll put like pudding in there. I'll put juice. I'll put water. I will put tuna or Vienna sausages. I put crackers. I would put chips and nuts. And of course, I would put the paperware along with napkins. And what I would do is, as I'm going to my office and I see different homeless people under the freeway, and most of the time what I would do, if they, you know, they have their signs out, I just roll my window down and I just give them a packet. They say, oh, thank you. So that is something that I do every day. I will help someone. Another thing, the second one is to smile at someone. Smile goes a long way. Believe it or not, a smile goes a long way. That means a lot when you smile, because it's something about a smile. A smile is very contagious. Because when I smile at you, you have nothing to do but smile at me back. So smiling is very contagious. So it's good to smile at someone. Even you may not feel like smiling, it's good to smile. Then the third one is learn something new. It's always good to learn something new. And that is something that I do challenge myself. I try to learn something new. Whether if I learn a lyrics to a song, I'm trying to learn that Chris Brown crazy challenge. I haven't gotten it because I'm a little heavy on my feet. But it's always good to learn something new. It's good to learn something new. And then the fourth point is be humble. It's always good to be humble. Always good to be humble. Because that is where the blessings are. To be humble. To be humble will take you very far. To be humble. That is so rich to be humble. And the fifth point is to ignore negativity. Yes, you have to ignore negativity. Sometimes it's hard, but you can ignore negativity. So what you do to ignore negativity, you surround yourself around positive people. So if you surround yourself around positive people, which are those true friends that we talked about, and if they're positive, there you will be talking about positive things. And you surround yourself around positive things. Like some things, like sometimes if I'm frustrated or anything, I put on Beethoven. It's something about that soothing classical music. I love Symphony No. 5. And it's just something great about that. And that is something, it's positive. You can think positive. You can talk to a person and they was like, we can do this, girl. We can write this book. We can open this business. We can do this. You like, yeah. It just makes you feel so great. You just feel like you're on top of the world. But then you can talk to somebody that's very negative, and they can say, girl, I lost my job. My boyfriend tripped on me, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't like her. She didn't speak to me. And then once they get all that puke out, that can bring you so low. That can bring you like, God, that made me want to put my head on a pillow. So it's always good to surround yourself around positive people and positive things. And one positive thing that I did, my aunt was battling cancer. So what I did in a hospital room, I wrote all kinds of scriptures, and I put them in different colors. I cut them out in on different colors in a construction paper, and I put nothing but positivity. So she thought about why me. She could look at all the different things, you know, of the different promises that God had promised us. Like, the Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So those are some of the positive things that we can do daily. And remember, it's a habit. It can become a lifestyle. So why not? This is a good lifestyle. Okay. So we have the diamond for the day. If we don't change, we don't grow. If we don't grow, we aren't really living. So we all want to live, and so we all want to grow. So we don't mind changing. Thank you for listening to No Attachments with Carmen Strength. You can send positive comments or suggestions to noattachments2020@gmail.com. Again, you can send comments or any suggestions that you might have to noattachments2020@gmail.com. Remember, always be necessary. Love you later. See you on No Attachments. You have a great day.